Someone who's always smiling and doesn't lose his temper. You'd say he's got a good sense of...
Yeah, and he had good temper. He's a smooth temper.
Or someone who always sees the funny side in things.
The which?
Someone who's always, sees the funny side in things. Always catches on to a joke. You'd say he's got
a... Oh, he's just a joking, or...
He's got a good sense
got
of...
Got a good, good temper, a good disposition.
And say if you had a man working for you and you didn't, he was messing things up, he wasn't following your instructions right, you'd say you were going to fire him. He might ask you not to fire him, just give him
another chance.
And you say, we've got termites now, but I'm sure the exterminating company will get...
I don't believe I got that.
If you had termites in the house,
oh,
you'd say the exterminating company will...
Will termite the place, you
uh-huh.
see.
And they'll get...
Kill the termites.
Or...
They'll spray it, you see.
Uh-huh. And that'll get...
That'll get the termites.
Did you ever say it'll get shed of them? Or
get shed of them, yeah, that'll get shed of them.
And... If a child left her pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it there, she'd say, I bet somebody...
Somebody got it? You mean the pencil on
uh-huh.
the desk? Somebody got it?
And a child that's always running and telling on the other children, you'd call him a...
Meddlesome.
Or he'd be a what?
Well, he'd be a meddlesome, or he'd be a... Always meddling, you see, or telling things on some other child that way.
Do you ever call him a tattle?
Yeah, I'll call him a tattler. He'd be a tattler, or be a tattler. That's telling things. Of course, meddling, that'd be bothering things, you see, that you wasn't supposed to be. That'd be different.
Could a grown person be a tattler?
Yes. Yes, a grown person could be a tattler, telling tales, you know.
Uh-huh. And if you had a lot of things growing out in your yard and you wanted to brighten up your room, you'd go out and...
Turn the light on?
Or you want to, like what you have growing out there, it's blooming, you call those...
Something that's growing out there?
Yeah, something that blooms.
Blooms, oh, flowers.
And if you wanted to put some flowers in the house, you'd go out and...
You'd break them off or trim them. Of course, some takes a knife and trim them, a pair of scissors and clips them off. Some just breaks them off.
Uh-huh. So you say you went out and you...
Gathered them. Gathered some flowers.
And if you had to get up and start work before the sun was shining, you'd say you had to start work before...
Before daylight.
Or before sun...
Before sun up.
And you worked until...
Sundown.
And you'd say, this morning I saw the sun...
Up.
I saw it do what?
Shining.
Uh-huh.
Sun is shining.
Or at 6 o'clock this morning, the sun
was up. The sun is shining. Sun is shining. Or the sun was up.
It had done what?
Already come up.
Or it had, what's another way of saying come up?
Come up. Well, that means up above, where you can see it.
Uh-huh.
Well, some say it up above the timber, and some things above the ground.
Uh-huh.
Of course the. The world is round, but the earth is not, you see. The earth is not round.
What do you mean?
But the world is round. Up in the elements. The elements, you see, of the world is round.
Mm-hmm.
In the sky and all, that's round, but the earth is not round. The earth is what they call flat. Of course, it's not smooth, but still, it's in a way, it's flat.
Mm-hmm.
The earth is, but the world is round.
Does the sun travel around the earth, or does the earth travel around the sun, or what?